In the ever-evolving world of construction, new methods and technologies continue to shape the industry's landscape. Prefabricated and modular construction methods have gained significant attention for their potential to streamline the building process and deliver projects more efficiently. However, like any approach, they come with their own set of advantages and disadvantages. In this blog post, we will delve into the pros and cons of using prefabricated or modular construction methods. Pros of prefabricated and modular construction. Faster construction times. One of the primary advantages of prefabricated and modular construction is the substantial reduction in construction time. With most of the components being manufactured off-site, construction projects can progress simultaneously, leading to shorter overall timelines. This can be especially beneficial for projects with tight deadlines. Enhanced quality control. Factory-controlled environments ensure that prefabricated and modular components are constructed with higher precision and adherence to quality standards. This reduces the likelihood of human error and the variability that can occur on traditional construction sites. Cost savings. While the initial investment in prefab or modular components might be slightly higher, the streamlined construction process often leads to cost savings in the long run. Reduced labor and construction time, along with better resource management, can contribute to lower overall project costs. Minimize disruption. Traditional construction methods can be noisy and disruptive, affecting surrounding areas and communities. Prefabricated and modular construction, by contrast, generates fewer disturbances due to the reduced need for on-site activities and heavy equipment. Sustainability benefits. The controlled manufacturing environment of prefabrication allows for better material usage and waste reduction. Additionally, modular construction can incorporate sustainable practices such as energy-efficient designs and eco-friendly materials. Flexibility and customization. Contrary to the perception that prefab or modular means cookie-cutter designs, these methods allow for a high degree of customization. Components can be tailored to fit specific project requirements and design aesthetics. Cons of prefabricated and modular construction. Design limitations. While customization is possible, there might be some design limitations compared to traditional construction methods. Architects and designers might need to work within certain constraints to optimize the benefits of prefabrication or modular construction. Transportation challenges. Moving large prefabricated components or modular units from the factory to the construction site can be logistically complex and expensive. This is especially true for projects located in remote or hard-to-reach areas. Initial costs, prefabricated and modular construction can entail higher upfront costs due to factory fabrication, transportation, and specialized equipment requirements. However, as mentioned earlier, these costs can often be offset by savings in other areas. Limited on-site customization. Once prefabricated components are delivered to the site, there might be limited room for on-site modifications or adjustments. This can be a challenge if changes are required during the construction process. Perceptions and misconceptions. There can be resistance from some stakeholders who view prefab or modular construction as inferior to traditional methods. Overcoming these perceptions requires educating stakeholders about the advancements and benefits of these approaches. Skilled labor demand. While prefabrication reduces the need for extensive on-site labor, it does require skilled workers for component fabrication and assembly. A shortage of such labor could pose challenges in some regions. Security concerns. In regions like Uganda, the adoption of prefabricated or modular construction methods might raise security concerns due to the lightweight nature of the materials used. Unlike traditional brick walls and sturdy metallic doors that offer robust security, prefabricated components could be more susceptible to break-ins by burglars, potentially compromising the safety and security of the built environment. You know what's really cool about prefabricated homes? You can actually buy a whole home, but in little pieces over time. It's like building a puzzle of your dream house. For instance, you could begin by getting yourself a cozy living room and a self-contained bedroom, and thus you will have your very own Kesenge and Dero. Then, let's say a year down the line, you decide to add another bedroom and a kitchen into the mix. And guess what? The fun doesn't stop there. Finally, you could wrap it all up by adding yet another bedroom and an extra bathroom, turning your space into a complete, fantastic three-bedroom home with two bathrooms and a kitchen. It's like crafting your home story one piece at a time. Conclusion: prefabricated and modular construction methods have gained momentum in the construction industry for their potential to expedite projects, enhance quality, and offer sustainable solutions. However, they are not without their challenges. Balancing the advantages and disadvantages of these methods requires careful consideration of project requirements, timelines, budget constraints, and design aspirations. As technology continues to advance and perceptions evolve, it's likely that these methods will play an increasingly important role in shaping the future of construction.